Blessings of Blake. You will hear me saying Blessings of Blake a lot during the time you will be studying with me. This is an unconditioned blessing. It is light, so you can use it for whatever you need in your life. So our ministers and teachers and healers and our students say Blessings of Blake to give to you a possibility to do what you need in your life. My name is Reverend Bishop Harrison Roy Hesketh, Doctor of Divinity, and I developed this 9-month training, which I am going to relate to you in this first lesson. I am from Astrophysics School, and I'm going to relate the step-by-step sequential unfoldment of consciousness through the 9-month training called Astrophysics Doorway into Light. We also call this the Astrophysics Experience, because you are going to have many experiences over these next 9 months. What I am doing today is introducing you to this 9-month experience. This experience has 36 lessons. These 36 lessons are in 4 segments. Like in the first month, we'll have 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, and 1-4. And we'll go that way for 9 months till we come to 9-1, 9-2, 9-3, and 9-4. We will end with a graduation class. We are relating this course to you on audio tape on the web so you can take it. We suggest that you choose a day, a week, that you can take this course at a regular time, on a regular day, so that you will create a rhythm and vibrational pattern in your subconscious mind, in the synapses of your brain, which will give you the strength and power and a block of knowledge and a segment of consciousness and an area of mind that will be established in patterns in the cellular structure of your biochemical electromagnetic brain. We call this brain an electromagnetic chemical transducer, because you are going to use the patterns and powers that you are creating to overcome the shortcomings of the past and create this sequential unfoldment of consciousness over the next 9 months. We start in the month of September and go till May with graduation in June. We have picked this pattern because you have it already established within your subconscious mind. It took 9 months for your body to form in the womb of your mother, so in your very cellular structure, you have a 9-month pattern. You also went to school from September till May. And so we are taking advantage of this pattern also in your subconscious mind. This Doorway into Light 9-month experience has 9 months with 4 lessons or encounters or classes in those segments. The first month with 4 pattern, condition, reactions, and this continues each month having 4 encounters, lessons, or classes. In the first month, These four encounters will deal with the red ray, the color red, the powers of your physical body, the powers of your instinctive mind. You will be stepping on the path to enlightenment, called attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious, cosmic conscious. In the second month, we'll be dealing with your emotional body, the color orange, with your relationships, your subconscious mind, your wants and your desires. In the third month, the yellow ray of your intellectual mind, with your thinking, your reason, logic, correlation, calculations, assumptions, conclusions, comparisons, judgments, goals, your thoughts, and creating new thought patterns as we establish those in the third month. In the fourth month, the color green, your environmental mind, your soul, your psychic powers, your experiences, your understanding, your knowledge. When you experience your knowledge, you will gain wisdom in your heart. We will teach you the threefold flame of the heart of wisdom, truth, and love. We will teach you how to take the secret passage called the Antakarana in the heart directly to your individual spirit body called the Atman in the center of the brain. You will travel over the Antakarana, the color of the light on the nervous system, traveling over the vagus nerve in the heart to the brain is the colors of the rainbow. Then we will move on in the fifth month to the color blue and the higher abstract mind of ideas, of your creative powers, of peace, reality, and you will learn the qualities in each one of these chakras, each one of these areas of consciousness, and what those qualities are and how you can use them. We will then move on in the sixth month to your third eye, to the brow chakra, to your insight and perception, your imagination, your ability to see the past, present, and future. We use the color violet, and we also use the color indigo in the brown chakra. The violet for our freedom as an individual, and indigo for our unity as an individual. Then we move on in the seventh month to the crown chakra. Here we are using violet again, or indigo. This is to bring you to the unified field of consciousness, to bring you to the power of your individual freedom as a spiritual being and your universal freedom as a spiritual being. We will move on in the eighth month to your mastery, to the golden ray of the center of the crown chakra. Here you will learn self-mastery, self-acceptance, self-understanding, self-discipline, self-realization. And in the ninth month, we'll move into the white light, the purity and perfection of the chakra, which is 6 inches above your head. The ascension power, the power to go into the mind of light. And you will become a universal being with spiritual powers and abilities that will develop along this path. Your abilities, your talents, your creative gifts and powers, all will be developed in a sequential unfoldment of your consciousness during these next nine months. You will understand these rays as the rainbow bridge as we go through this training in the next 9 months. You will go and stand before the doorway into light and pass through it in this 9-month experience. All the rays, chakras, consciousness, levels of mind, the path to enlightenment, all will be the patterns that will create a matrix pattern within your mind that will be able to release within your brain the conscious awareness that you will be the master of your life. You will be an ascended spiritual being. In the first 3 months, you will be going from the outer world to the inner world. In the next 3 months, you'll be going from the inner world to the higher consciousness, from your lower consciousness and lower triad into your higher triad. And in the last 3 months, you will be going from your higher consciousness into your transcendent consciousness, into a transcendental awareness of yourself as an individual self, the true self that is behind all the actions, feelings, knowledge, creative powers, insights, perception, that is behind your individual spirit, behind your universal spirit, behind the mastery, and within the white light, your true self and your true nature. You will overcome the illusion of the outer world to find the reality of your eternal life within the light. Do not despair, for everything will be given to you over the next 9 months, that you will have a block of knowledge and consciousness that will support you for the rest of your life. Now let us pray. Dear Father, Mother, God, through Christ's holy and precious Spirit, through the powers of all masters, saints, and holy beings, all spiritual, mystical, and esoteric, and religious lineages from the beginning of time to the present, and by the powers of the great angelic host, we invoke your great and holy Spirit. We ask you to send to each student within this training a rainbow angel to help them on this path. We ask you to quicken their guardian angel to guide and protect them. We ask for your graciousness and your light, dear God, to give the illumination, the realization, so that these students can assimilate and demonstrate the gifts of power and light that will be bestowed upon them within these next 9 months. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we love you, God, for this instant answer to our prayer. For we know in your presence there is no limit to time and space and circumstance. We accept this done here and now and forever sustained. Amen and amen. Om. That's it. Om. I am that I am. One of the first things that we stress on this path, as you seek God first, you may have a name, you may have a tradition, you may have a way in which you are relating to God. We do not ask you to change this. What you'll be learning is how to become more familiar and how to be reinforced in your spiritual strength and power from within as you seek God first. As you seek God first, all other things will be added unto you. This is your blessing of light. And we ask you to continue to love God, to be with God in the way you know and understand. We do not want to replace this consciousness, but only to reinforce it and to give you a better understanding of the power and the life of that one in whom we all live and move and have our being. That one that is all names and no names and beyond names. That one that is seen and unseen. That one that is manifest on manifest, that one that is and was and ever will be, all in all as all. This is our belief in God. These teachings will only increase your wisdom, truth, and love for God, your understanding of that one. First of all, I would like to relate to you the Rainbow Bridge. The Rainbow Bridge is a very beautiful technique in consciousness to go from the world to spirit. It is your covenants between man and God. This Rainbow Bridge is in all the great religions, all the great esoteric, spiritual, mystic, and ancient teachings. The Rainbow Bridge has been given for thousands and thousands of years, ever since the Vedic culture wrote it down in Sanskrit many, many thousands of years ago. Over 20,000 years, this Rainbow Bridge has been the part of man's consciousness and is within the collective consciousness of humanity, which you will be getting in touch with during this next 9-month training. You'll be going through 3 psychological changes, from your lower self to your higher self to your spiritual self. You will be the master of your life. You will learn the wisdom, the truth, and the love of your true self. You will overcome the illusions and transitory world that you've been experiencing since you were born. We are creating a very powerful block of consciousness with this beautiful technique called the Rainbow Bridge. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold, and white. There's also a solar bridge you will be using. The planetary bridge is the first rainbow, and you'll be learning a second rainbow from the sun to the earth, called the solar bridge, the master bridge. You are now stepping upon the master path. The Rainbow Bridge has a very practical part to it. It has a very spiritual and mystical part to it. It has a deep awareness within your physical body, traveling over the light of your nervous system. It is in your brain. It is in your physical body, emotional body, mental body, your soul, your creative, abstract, higher body of consciousness, in your individual spirit and in your universal spirit. It is the key to your mastery and to your ascension once your life on earth is over and you are moving into conscious awareness of your eternal life. You will touch upon this as you go over the bridge. We will lead you step by step in these next 9 months in this 9-month experience, the doorway into light. This Rainbow Bridge is in your very body now, and you may not be awakened to the power of the rainbow that is in you. You may not be awakened to the powers and gifts that you have in your life. You'll be able to have the career, the relationships, the light and consciousness of the mind to do what you want to do, go where you want to go, and be what you want to be, a self-master as you walk this master path. The Rainbow Bridge at first may appear as a razor's edge, a very sharp and narrow way. But as you progress over these next 9 months, it'll become a wide path. Just as if you walked across the field, first there would be footprints. And then as you continue to walk the path across the field, it would trample down the grass and the path would become wider. And pretty soon this wide path would even become wider as you realize others are walking on that same path, until it is a great road across this field, leading you from one place to another, leading you from darkness into light. As this path broadens, you will not only see that it becomes a great highway like our superhighways, across this world, across this solar system, across this universe, to other planes and dimensions of consciousness. It will create a pathway to your gifts and your powers and your self-mastery. You will see as birds of a feather flock together, a like attracts a like, that you will recognize and realize there are many others taking this pathway, and you will find yourself being magnetic to new people, places, and things, and people and places and things will become magnetic to you. You'll be drawn to them, and they will be drawn to you. You will not be walking alone. You will be with a group of spiritual-orientated beings seeking God consciousness, seeking their oneness with God, seeking to control their life, to manage their world and their affairs, to be a master on the master's path. When this path was traveled before, they didn't have papers and pencils and journals to write it down. They didn't have recorders and instruments to record this knowledge. When the teacher gave it, they had to give it the first time. A lot of the times, the teacher only said that principle or power one time. Through the practice and discipline, you will be able to keep this knowledge. You will be able to record it within your subconscious and superconscious minds. You will join together the conscious, subconscious, to become a superconscious being with insight and perception. This is the first class, 1-1. And what we are going to talk about in this class is the Rainbow Bridge Meditation. You are going to unfold your consciousness and become magnetic using this Rainbow Bridge. It will draw to you knowledge and understanding and experiences as you use these colors. The rose-colored red, a fire orange, sunshine yellow, emerald green, blue of a summer day sky, indigo like a midnight sky, and into an ultraviolet fire light, and on to a translucent golden light, into pure white light. Now, when we talk about white light, we're not talking about like the color or opaque white. We're talking about a clear light, like that space between you and me. A clear white light. Clear crystal fire light. Clear crystal fire light. Clear crystal fire light. And you will learn how to use these colors as you meditate. Each day, we're going to ask you to meditate upon the Rainbow Bridge. There are times when others will be meditating on this bridge as well. The times are 6, 12, 6, and 12. 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock at noon, 6 o'clock in the evening, and 12 o'clock at midnight. Many times, you'll only be able to use 3 of these, the morning, noon, and night. But you should always go over the rainbow as you go to sleep at night. As you use these magnetic times, others will be meditating at that same time, and you will begin to feel the others on the path using these times of the day. In the morning at 6 o'clock, the sun is rising. This causes an activity of the life force within the planet. Well, actually, the sun is not rising. It is already shining. But the earth is turning. So as it begins to turn and the sun comes over the horizon, it quickens the life force within the planet. At noon is a great outpouring of this light. It pours into the atmosphere of the planet, quickening the life force, the prana, the mana, the life force of the planet. And as we meditate at 6 o'clock in the evening, the sun is so-called going down. As the planet turns, the sun is going below the horizon. The life force is slowing down. It is a descending current. And at midnight, it is still. So we are attuning to the activity of the rising of the energies of the planet in the morning. We are reinforcing our consciousness at noontime. And we are settling down in the life force in the evening. And if we meditate at midnight, it'll be still. So you are learning these four stages of energy. You will become aware that they are energy and they are light. They are consciousness and awareness. And as you practice this rhythm, it will break the inharmonious patterns of your mind, of your emotions, of your consciousness. It will bring you into the rhythms and vibrations of the natural flow of light and energy upon the planet, in nature, in consciousness, in spirit. You will learn these currents of consciousness as you meditate. It is important for the meditation. You should at least meditate 20 minutes in the morning, 5 to 10 minutes in the afternoon, in the evening another 20 minutes, and another 15 or 20 minutes at midnight. This will give you at least an hour of meditation or more as a block of consciousness within your subconscious mind, within your banks of knowledge, within your higher consciousness and conscious awareness. You are creating a pattern that will break the incongruities and the inharmony of your consciousness, those erratic patterns, and you will be forming a rhythm and vibration that you can use to establish many, many things within your life, as you will learn as the path unfolds before you. You are going to learn, as you systematically go over this bridge, into this clear white light. It is infused with the Holy Spirit, the crystal. You will be establishing the patterns of consciousness that will bring you wealth, health, happiness, and the abundance of all good things. As we move over this bridge, we're using two simple techniques. One is visualization, visualizing the color, and the other is the power of using your breath to create the right patterns you need to understand the power of your breath. Your breath has your life force within it, and you are consuming life force through this breath. We will be teaching you different breaths as we go along in this course. You are using the visualization of your imagination and active consciousness. And as you concentrate on the breath, you are using a passive consciousness. You are learning to be active and passive. The ability to take action and to rest. You'll hear us talking a lot about breath. You'll be hearing a lot about gazing. And you'll be hearing a lot about the meditation as we go through month by month. You will see that each class starts with an opening chant. Then we have a board meditation, which you should write down each week and use it during the week. Put it someplace that you can read it, where it will have a principle within it that you are learning within that class. Then you will have the class lesson or the power of the information that week, and then we will end with the Rainbow Bridge meditation. They're all there for you to use. This is the way we taught the class from the beginning, with the opening chant to attune to the different powers of consciousness for the different teachings, the board note to give you a thought form that will bring you the principles and powers of that class, then the lesson, and then the meditation to seal all of this consciousness that you have learned into the pattern. So this pattern will be used for every class, and you will find it will be a great help to you as you use the powers to recall, review, and understand what you are learning during this 9-month experience. This is a very simple technique and has been used, as I said, for thousands and thousands of years. As you go over this bridge, you will find out that these colors are powers. They will have within them information. As you go over this bridge, you will get greater and greater understanding. You will come closer and closer to God until you have that mystical union where you become one with God and become a God-conscious being. Only 10% of the people on the planet are God-conscious. And out of that 10%, only 1% are God-conscious all the time. 90% of the people of this planet are caught in the world of transitory things. In the outer world, everything is changing, ever-changing, but it really never changes. Within this consciousness you are learning, it's the same yesterday, today, and always. That is the truth, the wisdom, and the love of this training and understanding of this knowledge. It is the power that is consistent behind the scenes of the ever-changing outer universe. You will find that this mystical, spiritual power will become more familiar and unfold in you sequentially as you do this Rainbow Bridge meditation. Remember, the Rainbow Bridge is your key to consciousness. It is the key and the magnetic structure that you are using to draw to you all the things you will need in your life. Whether you are a child, or whether you are an adolescent, or whether you are an adult, it doesn't matter. I've had people in my class from the age of 3 to 98, and they all learned how to use this Rainbow Bridge meditation, and it did change their lives. It changed their lives for the better, and you will be changing your life for the better. Remember, I said, don't give up your belief and your practice in God that you are now doing. If you have a religion, a practice, an understanding that's bringing you closer to God, do not disregard it. But if you do not have that, this Rainbow Bridge meditation will awaken in you the consciousness of God, of that one in whom we all live and move and have our being. You are a conscious manifestation of the oneness of God, an individual, conscious, emoting, and thinking cell of God consciousness experiencing in this physical body. You are, as we say, a child of God, the mother, father, one parent God of us all. You will be developing greater conscious awareness as you travel over this Rainbow Bridge. A lot of what you learn is universal. It's not general knowledge like the outer consciousness. This is universal consciousness that can be used in a universal way. General consciousness has a specific way of using it. But in universal consciousness, this applies to every level, plane, body of your consciousness, every level of your mind, every level of consciousness from here to eternity. I say blessings of light, blessings of light, and may you feel these blessings of light every time I say them, and use that power and that light to draw to you the things you need in your life, the things that you so need. God fulfills your every need, but if you have a lot of wants and desires, you have to work to fulfill them yourself. But God fulfills your needs. Every need of your life is satisfied by God. Just as you had to learn your ABCs by repetition, your 1-2-3s by repetition, by using repetition, you will be learning the Rainbow Bridge until one day you have that mystical union in the oneness of the Creator that created all planes, stars, planets, all creatures in creation. There was one that said, "Let there be light." And that light, you will learn, is a consciousness that was in Jesus Christ, and that's why they call Christ the only begotten one. Christ means anointed. God anointed the filament by the word, "Let there be light." That's why they call Jesus the Word and the Light. But that Word and light is in you. That which is in you is greater than that which is in the world. Every great master, saint, and holy being found out this consciousness, lived it to the best of their abilities. We pray that you will be able to use this light and consciousness to better your life and to help others to better their lives. But remember, you only have part knowledge now. It wouldn't be good to share this partial knowledge with people until you have access to all knowledge, all consciousness. It is better to keep this as your individual conscious awareness until you are prompted by the Holy Spirit within you to become of service and use this power and the light that you are gaining. Don't try to convince others of it. Like someone who stops drinking, they say, "Oh, you shouldn't drink," and they try to get everybody to stop drinking. Or if they stop smoking, then they want to get everybody to stop smoking. If they diet, they want everybody to diet. If they're a vegetarian, they want everybody to be a vegetarian. People that are learning something, they used to choose to try to give that to someone else. They wanted company on the path. Remember I said, as you meditate, you will become aware of others meditating with you. You will see as you are practicing the Rainbow Bridge Meditation and other people are using the colors, the light and the sound and motion, the four creative principles of the universe. You will learn this power and this light in a sequential unfoldment over these next 9 months. It's important that you determine to persist till you succeed. To persist until you succeed. Have persistent determination that once you start, that you continue until you are finished with this 9-month training. You will have many temptations along the way that will try to take you from this path. Don't think the darkness wants you to have this knowledge. The evil forces and those evil ones in the world would like to show you that this is the wrong way. They will tell you stories of other ways. But I tell you, keep this to yourself until you're firmly established within it. Practice your Rainbow Bridge every day. And we'll be giving you different exercises along the way in breath and visualization and other techniques and principles. And you must learn to discipline yourself. Discipline's not a bad thing. When I was a kid, I thought discipline was getting a beating for doing the wrong thing. But I find that discipline is the way to power. The power is in the discipline. As you practice these various techniques, as you discipline yourself, you will learn to control your willpower. You will be able to control your point of view. You will be able to be the master of your life. These techniques are very simple, and in that simplicity, they are very powerful. Remember, you had to do many ABCs to learn them, and 1, 2, 3s, and all the classes you took in school, they gave you the same information over and over again. A doctor getting doctor consciousness goes to a doctor school to learn how to think, feel, and act like a doctor. The same with a lawyer or any other professional. Too many people do not discipline themselves and they jump from one thing to another like a monkey from limb to limb. They flutter from flower to flower like a butterfly. They do not have a constant, sustained, freed, concentrated attention. You are learning to have free, concentrated attention. Free, voluntary, concentrated attention. You're not going to be drawn all over the place and lose your point, lose your goal, lose your direction on the path of this Rainbow Bridge meditation. Remember, we should do the Rainbow Bridge meditation every day, in every way, and we will become better and better as we go deeper and deeper within. This is the end of part 1 of class 1-1. You can continue with part 2. Relax, and remember, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, gold, and white, the Rainbow Bridge to God consciousness and self-mastery.